For my dissertation at Sheffield University, as part of my Masters in Broadcast Journalism, I've chosen to look at the Digital Economy Act 2010, which was passed in the wash-up of the previous government. It basically outlines the future of digital Britain, and it was all part of the big Digital Britain plan, headed up by Stephen Timms, who's the Minister for Digital Britain. I've just started looking at it, and I'm going to be using Audioboo as a sort of diary for my thoughts, and just to kind of let other people know what I'm thinking, and you're welcome to respond with any more ideas or criticism would be welcome. Just having a quick look at it now, I've literally just got into it and I found already there's been a Digital Britain blunder. I know this was quite a while ago, but Stephen Timms managed to confuse the term IP, which means Internet Protocol, with intellectual property, and it worries me straight off that the Minister for Digital Britain could make such a basic error. And I'm already getting the impression, not just this, but through other reading as well, that there's an army of thousands of young and intelligent illegal file sharers, albeit, who have been brought up with technology. You know, they've kind of brought up with the idea of just sharing files freely, giving music and films to each other, against a government who is, by the looks of it, struggling to keep up. This kind of thing comes naturally to people that have grown with computers, but the government, I think, are educating themselves and putting it into law as quick as they can. And I wonder how long this can go on for. What will the result be, given that, you know, I'm only 22, people my age have kind of grown up with this technology, against a government who is still trying to get their heads around it and then enforce it as law? It's an interesting start. Anyway, that's my first thought. The following boos are going to hopefully be a lot more of thoughts about the Digital Economy Act, and you can see my final piece in September.